What a miracle. There was a wall of water on the right hand, a wall of water on the left hand, and dry ground in the bed of the sea between those two walls. Moses teaches us it is always safe to trust God. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 29 refers to Israel's experience of one of the greatest miracles recorded in the Old Testament scriptures, saying, "By faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians, essaying to do, were drowned." The historical incident is recorded in Exodus chapters 14 and 15. Moses was leading the Hebrews from their bondage in Egypt to their promised freedom in Canaan. The shortest distance would have been to travel northeast by way of the Gaza Strip directly into their homeland. But Gaza was under the influence of the powerful Philistine armies at that time, and Canaan was under the military control of Egypt at that time. So something must be done to bypass the Philistines and to break the military power of Egypt so that these newly freed Hebrew slaves might be able to enter their promised land. Well, God solved the problem at the Red Sea. Instead of going northeast from Egypt, God sent the Hebrews southeast, not toward Canaan, but toward the desert mountains of Sinai. Their line of march was directed by a pillar of cloud which led them by the day, and a pillar of fire which led them in the night. God Himself was in that pillar, so there was no mistaking the right direction for them to take. The problem was their journey brought them to the shores of the Red Sea, and they had no way to cross. Well, Pharaoh changed his mind about releasing the Hebrew slaves. After his firstborn son had died under the judgment of the Lord God, he had insisted they get out of the land. But upon further reflection, he ordered his armies to pursue the Hebrews and turn them back to where they had lived and back to their slavery. So the Bible reports, the Egyptians pursued after them all the horses and chariots of Pharaoh and his horsemen and his army. The primary military strength of the nation of Egypt was rallied against the Hebrews. The army came upon the people camping beside the Red Sea. The Hebrews were terrified when they saw the Egyptian army marching after them. They cried out in fear to the Lord. They came before Moses with the accusation that he had failed in his leadership and had brought them to the desert to die at the weapons of the armies of Pharaoh. They complained, "It had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness." Now the face of Moses shined forth brightly as the fears and doubts of the other people were expressed all about him. He said, "Fear not, stand still, see the salvation of the Lord which he will show you today. The Lord shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace." What an expression of faith that is. He not only believed God was able to deliver them, he believed God would do it that very day. Now the expression of his faith was his words to his people, and then his turning to God to ask what should be done under that particular situation. God's response to Moses' faith was clear, even if it is almost unbelievable. God said, "Speak to the children of Israel that they go forward. But you lift up your rod and stretch out your hand over the sea and divide it, and the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea." Well, no one had ever heard of such a thing happening in all of human history. Why did Moses believe it would happen? He believed because he trusted the Lord God to be faithful to his word. Now again, Moses expressed his faith by his action. It was his place to lift up his rod across the sea. That was all. The rest was up to God. So Moses stretched out his hand across the Red Sea with the rod of God lifted high as a sign of his dependence on God. And the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided. What a miracle. There was a wall of water on the right hand, a wall of water on the left hand, and dry ground in the bed of the sea between those two walls. Moses teaches us it is always safe to trust God. For the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea upon the dry ground. The light of day revealed to the Egyptian military how the Hebrew slaves were escaping between the walls of water. All Pharaoh's horses, chariots, and horsemen followed the course into the midst of the sea. Moses lifted up his hand over the Red Sea from the opposite bank where he had lifted his hands before, and the Lord caused the water to return to its place. The Egyptian army was drowned, and the military strength of Egypt was crushed so that there remained not so much as one of them. How the Hebrews rejoiced! The people feared the Lord and believed the Lord and His servant Moses. They joined in a great song of triumph over their oppressor and a great song of praise to God. The theme of the song was, "Sing unto the Lord, for He hath triumphed gloriously." And so he had. By faith, they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians, essaying to do, were drowned. Now, what application can we make to our lives today in view of that historical incident? What does it teach us about trusting God? First, trust God to lead in the right way. Now, their journey seemed to take them away from Canaan, not toward it. But God's way was right, for there the military strength of Egypt was broken, and the conquest of Canaan was made possible for them. God knows the way you take also, and He will direct your paths as you trust Him. Second, trust God when the enemy seems sure to win. Israel had no hope when she was caught between the Red Sea and the Egyptian army, but she turned to God, and He gave deliverance. The stronger the devil appears, the more urgent it is that you trust God for help. Third, trust God to make a way of escape. Do not depend on your own provisions. Moses had no way of escape unless the Lord provided it. He called the people to be still. He wanted them to see God's provision. So he trusted and found God faithful to deliver. Well, in like manner, our victory depends on what God does rather than what we are able to do. Number four, trust God when the way is filled with fears. Now, it was not easy for the people to walk down into the bed of the sea with a wall of water on either side. But their fear did not keep them from following God's command. They followed and they were safe. Now, fear is not necessarily a sign of a lack of faith. One can fear because his experience is different. But if you have the faith to walk through the waters, you have the faith to be saved. Fifth, trust God for full deliverance. He not only spared the Hebrews from their immediate danger, He protected them from future attacks by the Egyptians. Now, His deliverance is always complete and sufficient. Rejoice in faith when deliverance comes from God. Keep looking to Him. Do not rejoice in your improved circumstances, nor give credit to your own actions, but return thanks and praise to God when He has worked in your behalf. The experience of Israel at the Red Sea teaches us to trust God in our emergencies. His protection extends over all those who trust Him. Father, thank You for this historical record of Your faithful help to those who trust You. We are encouraged by it to trust in our times of distress. We do not want the trials to come, but we thank You for Your faithfulness in helping when they do come. We trust You for all the unseen things in time and for an eternal home in eternity. In Jesus' name, amen.